You're listening to SBS News.
Christina Timanaskaya's journey from athlete to dissident wasn't planned. It was the result of a split-second decision at Tokyo Airport after, she says, Belarusian officials tried to force her to leave the Olympics when she criticised her coaches. Posting a video to social media, the 24-year-old called on the international community for help, making headlines across the world and sparking a political maelstrom. Speaking to SBS News from her new home in Warsaw, Poland, where she was granted a asylum, she says her criticism of Belarus's Olympic Committee and her subsequent defection was never supposed to be political.
I still don't understand how the whole situation that happened in Tokyo turned into politics and became such a political scandal. Initially, it was just a situation in our national team.
But for Belarus's authoritarian leader and avid sports fan, Alexander Lukashenko, who's long used sporting success as a source of prestige, even one tiny act of resistance can be seen as treasonous. The leader, who's reigned over Belarus since before Miss Timanaskaya was even born, has become notoriously quick to punish anyone who questions his rule. A threat so real, Miss Timanaskaya says she's only just begun to feel safe in Warsaw and is still worried for her parents' safety back in Belarus.
I didn't expect that I wouldn't be able to come home to Belarus. I had my parents, my friends, my whole life was there. And in one moment, I lost it all.
She's not the first Belarusian athlete who's paid a high price for daring to speak out. Advocates say more than 100 athletes were among the tens of thousands arrested during nationwide anti-government protests last year. Many more were banned from representing Belarus for their involvement. Two-time Olympic basketballer Yelena Luchanka was one of those jailed for 15 days. The 38-year-old, who gave years of her professional life to the Belarusian basketball team, was arrested in September 2020 for participating in unorganised protests. She says accusations of torture at the hands of Belarusian authorities are true.
I slept on iron beams the whole time. Whatever newspapers we had, in the books, so you don't sink in, or whatever clothes you have, but you don't have much clothes. I mean, it's impossible. You literally sleep on the iron the whole time. And I think they were trying to make it hell and difficult for me.
Ms. Luchanka says she wasn't allowed to shower for the entirety of her imprisonment and says the heating was turned off in the cells.
In 15 days, we were never taken to take a shower. You know, I had fleas. Close to the end of my time, I got fleas in my clothes and in my hair. And the way they talk to you, the way they treat you, I mean, we asked for mattresses or just blankets so many times. I mean, it's so humiliating, you know.
After being released, Ms. Luchanka left the country and travelled to Greece, where she was playing basketball. She's continued to speak out against the government in Belarus and has become a leader for the pro-democracy movement. It's for that reason her family and friends back in Belarus have told her it's not safe for her to come home.
Never in my mind did I think in 2020, 2021, that I'd be sitting with you or any other person who interview me and tell you that I cannot go home. It's devastating. It's frustrating. It's terrifying. It's hard. It's, you know, being in another country, you don't know what your future is like and how long you're going to be here or where is you go next.
It's a reality now facing Miss Timanaskaya too. She's decided to compete for Poland in athletics from now on. She says while she's still first and foremost an athlete, she will no longer shy away from being a political activist as well.
Yes, of course, I'll continue to speak up. I'll continue to support people and try to motivate them. I know I must because I've become such a symbol.
Her voice has now joined an ever-growing chorus of Belarusian dissidents, many of them athletes, calling for freedom in their country and for their freedom to return home. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.